SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Former President Donald Trump on the campaign trail today in Dayton, Ohio.
I'm thrilled to be back with the proud, hardworking patriots of the great state of Ohio. I won this state and you won this state. But before going any further, I want to express our love for everyone touched by the terrible tornadoes that hit your state. They really hit it hard. Our hearts are with the families that lost a home or loved one.
Mr. Trump also blasted President Biden again, saying that by allowing migrants into America, he is severely undercutting the minority workforce in the country. Some 1.5 million Haitians on the verge of famine, more than 4 million requiring food aid. Officials are trying to push food, water, and medical supplies into shelters and other places as gang violence suffocates lives all across Port-au-Prince. Efforts also underway now to get some Americans out of Haiti. At the same time, an undisclosed number of U.S. Marines are now at the U.S. Embassy. Also at SRN News, on the latest from Russian presidential elections.
Russians have cast their ballots on the second day of elections, which are set to formalize 6 more years of power for President Vladimir Putin. Putin faces no serious challenges after administering a ruthless crackdown that has stifled independent media and prominent rights groups. Putin's fiercest foe, Alexei Navalny, died in an Arctic prison in February, and other critics are either in jail or in exile. The 71-year-old Putin faces 3 token rivals from Kremlin-friendly parties who have refrained from any criticism of him or his invasion of Ukraine. I'm Karen Shamas.
And this is SRN News. England's National Health Service is banning puberty blockers for children.
The National Health Service says kids will no longer be prescribed puberty blockers at gender identity clinics. The drugs pause the physical changes of puberty, such as breast development or facial hair. Sky News reports the puberty blockers will now only be available to children as part of clinical research trials. Former Prime Minister and current Member of Parliament Liz Truss welcomed the decision. Jeremy House, SRN News.
Former Disney Channel actress Olivia Rodrigo promoting abortion access on her concert tour. The 21-year-old singer distributed free abortion pills at a concert in St. Louis last week. She is also donating a portion of proceeds from ticket sales to support her new initiative that promotes reproductive health freedom for all women and girls. This is SRN News. The nation's top public health agency expanding a program testing international travelers for COVID and other diseases.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention currently operates the program at 6 U.S. airports. It asks passengers from international flights to agree to nose swabs and to answer questions about their travel. The CDC now says it's adding 2 more, Chicago's O'Hare and Miami. The program began in late 2021 and has been credited with detecting coronavirus variants faster than other systems. John Scott reporting.
After the pandemic, young Chinese are again looking to study abroad, but the long run that sent an estimated 3 million Chinese students to the U.S. could be trending down. The deterrent for some, they say, is the high cost of a U.S. education. For others, it's safety, saying they fear gun violence in America. More details at srnnews.com.